Story 26. Naaman. Naaman was a successful commander in the Syrian army, but he had leprosy, a terrible disease of the skin. During a war with Israel, he captured a young girl and brought her home to be a servant for his wife. The girl said, "I wish my master could go to Israel. Our prophet Elisha can heal people with leprosy." Someone told Naaman what the girl had said. So Naaman and his men prepared their horses, chariots, money, and gifts. They went to Israel to see the prophet. When they arrived at the house of the prophet, Elisha sent his servant out to tell Naaman what to do. "Go wash in the Jordan River here in Israel. Dip down into it 7 times, and you will be healed." Naaman was angry. He said, "I thought surely the prophet would come out, stand in front of me, pray to the Lord, wave his hand over my body, and heal me. If I'm going to wash in a river, I'll go to one of the beautiful rivers of Syria, not a muddy river like the Jordan." So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman's men spoke very carefully to him. "If the prophet had asked you to do something difficult, you would have done it. But he told you to do something easy. Wash and be clean." So Naaman decided to obey the prophet. He went to the Jordan River and dipped down into it 7 times. Suddenly his skin was healed just as the prophet said it would be. In fact, it was like the skin of a young boy. After Naaman was healed, he and his men went back to the prophet's house. "Now I know that there is no God on the earth except the God of Israel. Please accept the gifts I brought for you." Elisha refused. "No, I will not accept a gift from you." Naaman said, "Then please give me as much soil as 2 mules can haul. I will no longer worship any other god. When I kneel and worship the Lord God, I will have this soil from Israel." After Naaman and his men left to return home, Elisha's servant decided to go and ask for a gift. So he ran after the chariot. When Naaman saw him coming, he stopped the chariot, climbed down, and asked, "Is everything all right?" "Everything is fine. My master just found out he has visitors coming tonight. They are students from the school of the prophets. Can you possibly give us some things for them? A couple of changes of clothes and some silver?"
"Certainly. Here are some nice clothes and 150 pounds of silver."
Naaman then had his men carry the heavy load back to the servant's house. When the servant came back, Elisha asked, "Where did you go?" He answered, "I didn't go anywhere." Elisha said, "Didn't my spirit go with you? It was not right for you to accept anything from Naaman. Now his leprosy will come upon you." The servant looked down at his arms, and they were already turning white with leprosy.